And as we do get together on Thursday mornings to talk about these events that are going on in our community, some interesting, others off the beaten path, but all of them downright worth the time, the person who joins us to do that and help out is Kata Plus, who is the host of Can Talk, the official podcast of the Contemporary Arts Network. He joins us again. Kata, good morning.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be here.
And it's great to have you. Now, I wanted to talk about the CAN for a second, because the Contemporary Arts Network, the CAN, is one of these nonprofit organizations in our community, which is really doing amazing things for the arts. In my opinion, taking them from, you know, a spectator sport here, come on in, take a look at this, to a participant sport of, hey, come on in, feel this, experience this. This is happening in your community.
Right.
Which brings us to tonight's event at Mocha in Virginia Beach.
You know how people tell you about things, but you think like, oh, it's just another. This is one of the things that when you see it, it's like, oh, they were right. I should have came sooner. All right. Yeah. So tonight at the Mocha, 6:30, we have Imagine Isabella. That's going to be a solo performance exploring the lives of Anthony and Isabella. It uses Kara Walker's artwork as a backdrop, and it emphasizes the act of creating and the importance of the process.
And if you haven't seen Kara Walker's exhibit, every single person I've spoken to,
man, it's something different.
I hear from people, you literally need to sit down after seeing this. And then, you know, so tonight we're going to have the one person show in front of that backdrop, and then a discussion afterwards for people to kind of, you know, just express.
With Asa Jackson, then we got Juliana Siddiqui, and that's whose one-person show this is. And then we have Patricia Nguyen, then we have Shelton Tucker, another panelist, Andrea Joseph, and Philip Hamilton.
Bring a friend if you have to, because this is a powerful discussion. Now, this one-person performance about Anthony and Isabella, who were two of the first slaves to arrive in America in 1619, you might need someone to hold on to. A little powerful. So let's talk about some of the other events going on around town this weekend. I see Seawall Fest has returned.
That's right. That's going to be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow, June 9th.
All right.
This festival spans 2 days and offers great food, local and national entertainment, and a Saturday night fireworks show at 9:30. On Saturday, there are also children's activities from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., including bounce houses, games. The musical lineup for Friday includes Janitors, Fuzz Band, and the Original Rondells. Now, the Saturday lineup features Sam Floyd Band, Calden & Company, Six Waves of Sunday, Seamless, Brass Wind, and Second Wind.
And if you can't make it over Seawall Fest, I'm seeing in Virginia Beach dinner and drama. Interesting.
So, yeah, Chuck, this is a mystery dinner theater experience. The actors are hidden in the audience, and the guests have to solve this hilarious crime while enjoying a fantastic dinner. That's going to be interesting. The event promises a fun, social, and interactive evening suitable for all adults.
And we'll give you the website where you can find out about that one coming up. Now, we would be remiss if we did not have one kind of craft beer-oriented festival, Kata. Do we have anything there?
We got the Bluegrass and Brew Festival with Carbon Leaf. Now, this features a performance by Carbon Leaf, a Virginia-based quintet known for their lively sound that blends folk, Americana, roots, and rock genres. This festival also showcases several participating breweries offering a diverse selection of craft beers and ciders.
All right, Carbon Leaf, love those guys. Now, we've given you a lot of information, and you know, we have a website where all of this information is housed on these events and more, and that website is Kata.
That website is creatorworks.org. That's creatorworks.org.
Kata Plus, he's the host of Can Talk, the official podcast of the Contemporary Arts Network, and thank you so much again for joining us and telling us about what's going on.
Awesome, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 WHRV.